This is the Vintage Truth Podcast with Jeff Kinley, reaching over 80 countries worldwide. It's time to go deep and grow strong. Now, here's Jeff.
Hey, I want to begin to today's broadcast by just saying thank you to those of you who have responded to the prayer request the other day. And as I just said, hey, listen, we need people to support our ministry, and we continue to need that. But I want to thank the ones who have responded to that. If you have given towards this ministry financially, either in a one-time gift or you've set up a monthly draw or whatever, just want to say thank you, because this is how the fuel is put into the plane so that the plane can get off the ground. And it always makes a huge difference. And every dollar that you support this ministry helps me continue to make a difference in people's lives. And it's really obviously the Lord making the difference. But it also says that you believe something. It says you believe that there is a value, a high value placed on accuracy in teaching the Word of God, and not just a personality coming on air or someone just trying to make a name for himself or herself, but you believe in the power of the Word of God. And that's what this is all about. That's what Vintage Truth Podcast is all about, is getting the true, accurate, powerful, inerrant, eternal Word of God out to people, because it comes from an eternal God. And so thank you so much. And I challenge everyone listening to just think about, hey, if I'm going to get behind a ministry outside of my local church, then what could I do? And maybe the Lord would bless you to be able to be a blessing to others. And only you know what that means. So I'm going to leave it with you and the Holy Spirit. But thank you so much for giving, and thank you for praying. Hey, today I want to talk about something that I think is going to kind of blow your mind. And it is the greatness of our God. You know, this morning I was praying with my wife, and we were praying about that, because we have been just talking with each other about the vastness of who God is and what God can do. And, you know, you think about it when you pray for something, and there are always needs in our lives, and there are always needs in this ministry that we have. And so we always bring those needs to God. We just say, God, you're our Father, you're our provider, you're the one who can do these things. But if you think about it, when you're talking about an infinite God with infinite strength, no one prayer request is any more difficult than another for him. And God said to Abraham and Sarah, is anything too difficult for the Lord, in Genesis 18? The answer, of course, is no. And nothing drains God's power. So when we come to him and we ask him for things, or we lay our needs before him and say, Lord, I have need here, God's not going, you know, that's a big one, I don't know, I'll have to go to the council to talk about that one, because that's going to drain the resources. Never happens. So we're coming to a big God. But here's the question. How big is he? Have you ever thought about that? Now, one of the reasons why I do this podcast, honestly, from the bottom of my heart, one of the reasons I do this is I want to elevate your thinking about God. I want to help lift your mind up to another level of engaging truth about God. You know, we talk about going deep. Yeah, we go deep, but we also go high. And when we go up into the stratosphere of God's truth, what it does, it, not to borrow a term from the hippie generation, it expands your mind. I mean, it really does. I mean, we use so little of our brains, and when we think deep thoughts about God, it lifts our thoughts up. It expands our minds to see how great God is. God doesn't get any bigger, but our understanding of him grows, because if you can imagine, you know, looking through like a cardboard tube, and what you see through that cardboard tube, right? You got that picture in your mind? That's kind of what we look at when we look at God and the Bible and the Christian life and the future and everything else. But what God wants to do is to open that up. And he wants to, for us to be able to see and have peripheral vision spiritually, to be able to see what he has done and who he is. And we obviously get that from the Word. And there is a passage in Isaiah that I'm going to be talking about here the next several podcasts, but I just want to talk about one verse today. And it's this verse that talks about God as being a great creator. Okay? And in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 12, Isaiah is asked this question, okay? It's a question. He says, who has measured the waters, and that's all the waters of the earth, and the hollow of his hand, cupping his hand, who's measured all of them in his hand like that? Who has marked off the heavens by the span? Who can take his pinky and his thumb, figuratively speaking, and go from the beginning to the end of the universe with just his one hand? Who has calculated the dust of the earth by the measure and weighed the mountains in a balance and the hills in a pair of scales? So, Jeff, what is that saying? Well, it's talking about creation in comparison to the Creator. And it's saying that God is bigger and outside of his creation. You know, a lot of New Age religions and even some cults believe, and some Eastern religions believe, that God is in things. God is in the creation. He's in the rocks. He's in the mountains. He's in the trees. And so when you take care of the planet, then you're it's kind of an act of worship, because you're kind of worshiping God, because God's in everything. Well, that's not true. God is outside of his creation. I remember years ago, I've been to the British Museum and the National Gallery in Washington. And, you know, when you go into those museums and the Tate Art Gallery and things like that in London, you see these masterful works. I mean, I've been to Paris, I've been to the Louvre and seen the Mona Lisa. And, you know, when you look at these great works of art, Da Vinci, Van Gogh, I mean, all these great masters, not one time has anyone ever stood before any of those great paintings or sculptures of Da Vinci or Michelangelo, any of those people. No one has ever looked at those things and said, well, there he is. The master is in the painting. No, you admire the painting, but you admire the master who painted the painting, but he's not inside the painting. He's not in there underneath the canvas or the oils or whatever. No, that's an example of an expression of what he can do. And when we look at the world around us and the universe that's out there, we see an expression of who God is. Now, let's put this in perspective about how big God is, how great he is in creation. We live on a little mountain ridge here, out in the Ozark Mountains, and there's no city lights to kind of block out the stars at night. So many nights I will walk out and lean my head back as far as it can go and just look at the stars. Many times we've sat outside with family members and just stared at the heavens. Or one time we drove the old farm truck out in the middle of our property and just stared up at the sky for a few hours. And, you know, you can see so many things. You can see, you know, comets, you can see falling stars, you can see lots of satellites that race across the sky every night. But scientists tell us and astronomers tell us that if you were to be able to count the stars as you look up at the starry night sky, you would be able to count around 4,000 stars. So about 4,000 stars are available that the naked eye can pick up, can locate, can pick out, right? But we know there are more stars out there than 4,000, right? Well, in fact, when you consider just our Milky Way galaxy, okay, let's just contain it to one galaxy here. It is estimated that there are some 100 billion stars in our galaxy. And each of those stars is separated, for the most part, by light years of time. So, you know, light years is the distance that light travels in a year. So 186,000 miles per second for a year. That's the trip you take from one star to the next. So think of the space in between those stars. And there are 100 billion of those stars just in our Milky Way. But it gets better. It gets bigger. Because they also estimate that there's about 100 billion galaxies like the Milky Way. So 100 billion stars in our Milky Way, about 100 billion galaxies. And I can't even go to that point. I can't get there in my mind. The universe is not infinite because it's a created thing, but it's so big and so vast that we will never know the end of it. So when you start counting, or estimating, I should say, the number of stars that are in all of the galaxies, the observable galaxies that we currently can know, it comes to about 10 to the 21st power. That's 10 with 21 zeros after it. And the number, it's 10 to the sextillion. You know, you go from million to billion to trillion to, you know, quadrillion, however it goes, but it gets up to sextillion. So it's 10 to the 21st power, 10 to 21 zeros after that. That's how many stars there are in the galaxy. And yet God is bigger than that because he spoke it into existence. He didn't build it. He spoke it into existence. Well, let me blow your mind a little bit further. If you go from the macro, the universe, all the way down to the micro, I'm just going to give you one example of this. This is incredible. If you will take, not that you could, but if you would take a cubic inch of water, H2O, a cubic inch, that's an inch on all sides, a cube with an inch on all sides, a cubic inch of water. The number of molecules, you can look this up, the number of molecules in that square inch. And by the way, it got me thinking about this because I was on the phone with my agent here yesterday, and we were talking about just the greatness of God. And he brought this up. He said, if you'll take a cubic inch of water, the number of molecules, different kinds of molecules that are contained within that cubic inch of water is 5 to the 23rd power. That's 5 with 23 zeros after it. That's how many molecules, and it's 50 times more than the stars in the sky. In other words, there are more molecules in a cubic inch of water than there are stars in the sky. And you know how many stars there are in the sky? We just told you. 10 sextillion. By the way, that's more than every grain of sand on every beach in the world. Mind-boggling. So if there are 10 sextillion stars in the universe, you know how many molecules there are in a cubic inch of water? 500 sextillion. 500 sextillion. So whether you look out or whether you look within, I mean, the universe is seemingly infinite. As you go out, it's also seemingly infinite as you go in. And yet the Bible says that Jesus and God created all this. In fact, in Genesis 1:1, the Bible makes the claim, in the beginning, God created, bara, created something out of nothing. There were no pre-existing materials. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, the heavens and the earth. And so Scripture claims that God made this complexity. He made this vastness, and he made this infinitely, seemingly infinitely small complexity. And it begins to make a little bit more sense when God tells the Israelites, when God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses, the very first one was, "You shall have no other gods before me." That's not a tyrant trying to get you to be in line, you know, just do the right thing. That's God saying, if you want to really be smart, worship the God who made all this because I'm the only one. I'm the only God. You know, when we read in Romans chapter 1 and verse 19 and 20, I mean, this is just amazing here. He says, He's talking about mankind, okay, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. He says, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. So how has God made it evident to us? Well, because he shows us the universe. It says, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power, and divine nature, that he's God, have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made. So God says to mankind, I made this. I told you I made it in Genesis 1:1. I'm telling you that this creation is evidence of the fact that I am here and that I'm big and great and mighty. And so therefore, he says in the very end of verse 20, Romans 1, so that they are without excuse. Not one human being will ever stand before God on judgment day and say, I did not know you existed. Not one. Every person will be called into account. And God will say, did you see the stars? Did you know that? And even those of you who are born blind, Romans 2:15 says that the law of God is written within our hearts. We all know he exists. It begins to make sense. And you know what? That's why to deny this God, when he's given us this vast evidence of the universe, these, you know, 10 sextillion stars out there as evidence, That's 10 sextillion reasons, by the way. It's the worst form of madness and insanity and illogical thinking to deny the fact that there is a God. And then, on top of that, when you realize that Psalm 139 says that he weaves us together in our mother's womb, that God is involved in this process, that there's so much intricacy in the human body. I mean, we could go into that for hours. The amazing complexity of the human body. And so, what is God really trying to tell us through all this? He wants us to know that he's a great creator. That his handiwork, that's what Psalm 19 says, the heavens declare the handiwork of God. But Charles Spurgeon, the great English preacher of the 19th century, used to say that the stars are God's traveling preachers. They travel across the sky every night, declaring his greatness. And God is asking this rhetorical question in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12. Who's done this? Who's measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Who has calculated the dust of the earth? Who's marked off the heavens by the span? And then this little refrain that we see down in verse 18, he says, to whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare with him? There's no human or manufactured likeness that we can come up with that can adequately explain or describe God. We can't draw him. We can't fashion him out of wood or stone or silver, as it goes on to say. Those are futile speculations. God just simply says, there is nobody like me. I am one of a kind. I am unique. I stand alone, transcendent above all other so-called gods and conceptions of gods that are out there, conceptions of reality, conceptions of beginnings. God is bigger than the Big Bang theory. He spoke it. And it simply was. And that's part of what, when you dwell on that, when you meditate on that, when you think about it, just go there in your mind. Just go there. And try to just travel the universe in your mind. Just go, you can't put your hands on it. You can't touch the wall on either side. It's bigger than all of us. And yet God has marked it off so easily with his hand. That's how great our God is. Our God is great in creation. He created you, and he created this day to rejoice in, to enjoy him, and to live for him, and to do simply what he's asked you to do, which is number one, to worship him, And then just do the other things that God's asked you to do today. The mundane things, hey, that's fine. You got to do all those things, right? But it's all part of just giving God praise because He's a great God, great in creation. More truth about the greatness of God next time on the Vintage Truth Podcast from this passage. And hey, thanks to those of you who are supporting this ministry and who have done it in the past. JeffKinley.com, donate tab. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Vintage Truth Podcast. Please subscribe and share with a friend. For more about Jeff's ministry, go to JeffKinley.com.